Here's John Atkinson with our business bulletin this morning.
This is a business bulletin for Bishop FM. Research by consultancy marketplace Talmix has revealed that a growing number of consultants are operating as independent freelancers. Almost a third of the 175,000 digital and management consultants in the UK are now working freelance. More consultancy firms are also choosing to hire freelance consultants on a project-by-project basis. According to a paper from the Food Research Collaboration, food manufacturers in the UK are facing a shortage of skilled labour due to the impact of Brexit and the fact that fewer young people are choosing a career in the sector. Almost a third of the UK food and drink manufacturing workforce are EU nationals, and the industry also needs to recruit 140,000 new workers by 2024 to replace retirees. The paper sets out a number of recommendations to address the growing skills and labour shortages. These include continued access to EU workers and raising awareness of the range of manufacturing careers available to young people. Visitor registration for Durham Oktoberfest 2017 is now live on the website. Preparations for the 10th anniversary show are well underway, with more information available at durhamoktoberfest.org.uk. The event is aimed at procurement buyers, engineers, managing directors, project managers, and anyone genuinely interested in understanding more about the engineering and manufacturing sector. The event provides an opportunity to see the capabilities of companies showcasing their products and services, with over 1,000 visitors plus the exhibitors at the Excel Centre in Newton Aycliffe on October the 19th. The Food and Drink Federation has revealed that the value of UK food and drink exports reached a record high of £4.9 billion during the first 3 months of 2017, largely due to overseas sales of whisky, salmon and chocolate. This represents an increase of 8.3% on the value of the UK food and drink exports in the corresponding period of 2016. The EU accounted for almost two-thirds of UK food and drink exports in quarter one of 2017. However, the value of non-EU exports increased by 9.4% from quarter one 2016 to quarter one 2017, while the value of EU exports increased by 7.4% over the same period. This has been John Atkinson for Bishop FM.